scumbags!
That's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The Pips, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. Level two begins now. As we continue to break it down, we spent a lot of time talking about Patrick Mahomes in the first hour of the program. Can compare his contract to others a little bit as we move forward. But we do have other news from the sports world. And the MLS tournament is set to begin on Wednesday. FC Dallas are out. All right, so FC Dallas are out. And I'm sure a lot of people, the initial response is, well, I don't care. I don't even watch the MLS. Oh, FC Dallas. And then you get the stupid soccer jokes. And you get the stupid, oh, I don't care. And, oh, no one's going to miss. Doesn't matter if they don't play. And it doesn't matter if this tournament happens or not. But, you know, whether you're like some sort of like, you know, soccer hater or whatever, I'll break like something to you. You don't have to be Dr. Fauci. Like, FC Dallas breathe the same air the Dallas Cowboys do, people. They go to the same grocery stores, all right? They're in the same malls. They're in the same everywhere. They're in the same clubs. They're around the same people. They're around the same people. And, I, you know, as a betting man, I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that I bet you the players on FC Dallas socially distance and take it more seriously than the clowns on the Dallas Cowboys do. Right? And if the virus is rampant in Dallas, if the virus is rampant in Dallas, so much so that FC Dallas couldn't get to Orlando without having like 13 guys test positive, then you don't think like the Houston Astros are going to have a problem? Or the Texas Rangers are going to have a problem, or the Texas Longhorns are going to have a problem, or the Dallas Cowboys are going to have a problem. Oh, no, 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 because they're NFL, it'll be totally fine. Like the baseball's logic is they have no logic. Level two, bring it, vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How about you in the back with the glasses, sir?
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it. Who's dealing?
Right, Bobby, please.
Who's that?
Hello?
Eureka, Billy Jean!
It's Bobby Riggs. I had a great idea. Male shoulders pig versus hairy leg feminist.
You're still a feminist.
Sports Rage, late night. Continues. I am Morenci. Vent your rage. 844-843-6879. Although after last night, I don't know if we should actually go to the phone lines. We'll see. We're still recovering. I remember like years ago, I heard Jim Rome. Jim Rome got a couple of bad phone calls once, and he said, "You know what? I think we'll stop taking calls for like a long time." he said, "More of me and less of you is a good thing for the show." Although. It depends who calls us, right? Just kidding. Yeah, we're open for business. We like the crazy people. You know, like when you're a late night talk show host, you have to understand that you're gonna get crazy people that call in. That's just part of it. That's part of it. It's like driving a bus overnight. You know, there's gonna be drunk people getting on a bus. All right, so. Mahomes has a reason to get drunk right now. And I know nobody likes Mahomes' girlfriend. I've got nothing against her, whatever. So she does videos and stuff like that. Nobody likes anybody, right? People are going to complain about everybody. But I was just thinking, like, Mahomes has, like, a squeaky clean image. Everybody loves him. He's a good guy. Like, imagine now he gets the $500 million contract. You're going to see him, like, in TMZ tomorrow. And Mahomes breaks up with his girlfriend. I don't think they're technically married yet. But at $500 million, I'm sure you can find a lawyer that can you say the words common law marriage? I think that's what you're looking at there. But all kidding aside, listen, Mahomes is a good kid. He's, you know, there's some people, like, you're not going to like everybody, right? You're not going to like everybody. There's going to be athletes, and especially if you're, like, you're a big star, you're going to be polarizing. Especially in today's day and age. Like, everything is polarizing, all right? Like, everything is an argument now. But, like, look at LeBron James. Like, LeBron James is polarizing in the sense that LeBron's not a bad guy either. But LeBron is polarizing. LeBron is polarizing in the sense that a lot of people complain about him all the time, right? Hell, I've complained about him. Oh, he's not as good as Jordan, and oh, he complains too much, and oh, the league hands him everything. Why doesn't he shut up? And, like, you know, like, there's a million things. There's, like, a million things that people complain about LeBron James. Like, if you walk into a sports bar, you know, you log on, you know, and you start talking, you know, on Twitter and stuff, you look at LeBron's name, and it's going to be mixed. And I'm not saying the people that are ripping him are right, but I'm just saying reality. It's going to be mixed. Right? Like, no matter what LeBron does, some people are going to say, oh, he's not as good as Jordan, and who cares what he does? And there's going to be other people that whatever he does, they're going to think he's the greatest player and the greatest athlete and the greatest humanitarian and the greatest everything that's ever lived before, right? Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady is the winningest quarterback ever, and I want to get into this a little bit, too. So, yeah, Tom Brady's the winningest quarterback ever, but is he the best quarterback ever? I don't know. Is he better than Mahomes? No. Like, who can throw the ball further? Mahomes. Who can run faster? Mahomes. Like, you go down the list, Mahomes is a better quarterback than Tom Brady is, but Brady's the winningest quarterback ever. And I'm going to give Tom Brady the benefit of being the greatest NFL quarterback ever, but does that mean that whoever the center was on the winningest team ever, so whatever center has the most Super Bowl rings, is he the best center? Whatever running back has the most Super Bowl rings, so he's the best running back ever? So it's like Roger Craig, the best running back ever because he's got the most rings? Is that the way that works? Because, you know, it seems like in some people's minds it is, actually, right? It seems like in some people's minds it is. Think about it. Like, I don't think anybody's ever put it in that, you know, perspective before. They're like, oh, well, Brady's the best because he's won the most. All right, so then does that mean that is Mike Webster the best is he the best center ever? You know what I mean? Let's go down the list then. So is every player that's won the most Super Bowl rings at his position automatically the best player that's ever played that position before? No. That'd be stupid. Right? Like, look, Lawrence Taylor is the best linebacker ever, in my opinion. Lawrence Taylor won 2 Super Bowls. So does it mean that another linebacker that won 3 or 4 Super Bowls before in his career is better than Lawrence? Well, he's won more, so he's better. No, it's a dumb argument, actually. And I've been there. I've made the argument over the years about who's won more and all that crap, but whatever, bro. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, as far as who the best is. And then even when you get into it, it's like, oh, this guy only won 3 times and he won 5 times. Like, yeah, whatever, dude. The other guy played on better teams. It was different scenarios. You know, you can't, like, rag on a guy because, oh, he only won 3 times or whatever. So my point is, though, like, LeBron James polarizing. Tiger Woods polarizing. Oh, he's a big phony. You know, he's banging porn stars and hookers. And, oh, you know, like, you go down the list of almost every superstar. You go down the list of, like, most superstars in entertainment, sports, etc. God knows now in politics. player, you know, the people will be like, it's like a love hate. Some people will love him. A lot of people will hate him, etc. But where I'm going with this is Mahomes is one of these guys. Mahomes is one of these guys where nobody dislikes him. I guess unless you're like a Raider fan or something like that, or a Charger or Bronco fan. And even then, it's probably hard to really hate him. Look, I'm a Buffalo Bill fan. Even though I'm a Michigan fan, like Tom Brady, I'm old enough. I remember Tom Brady playing for Michigan and playing well, and I was a fan of his. Right? Then, like, over the years, though, I didn't like him with the Patriots. Like, he pissed me off. And Brady's a weird dude. He is just a strange guy. You know, Brady's not the most likable guy. He's a great quarterback, but he's not the most likable guy. Even though, like, he, you know, he beat us all the time. So it sort of compounded it a bit, I think. But at the same point in time, there are very few athletes, like, off the top of my head, there are very few athletes that everybody likes. That, like, you know, you're not going to get people saying bad things about him. Michael Jordan. Steph Curry. Yeah, Steph Curry is one of these guys. Like, who doesn't like Steph Curry? Like, how, like, you know what I mean? Like, who can say, F Steph Curry, man. Like, who can say that about Steph? Like, who doesn't like Steph Curry? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you say, I hate, like, Draymond Green? You can see I don't like Draymond, man. Draymond's annoying. I totally get that. But, like, Steph Curry, like, what's annoying about Curry? Well, he's too nice. He's too perfect. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's certain players where you can't, like, you can't dislike the guy. Like, they're, you know, and no one can. And Mahomes has that about him right now. Mahomes, just a good kid. You're like, man, you can't dislike the guy. Right? Yeah, how you going to dislike this guy? You know, LeBron, you can dislike. Tom Brady, you can dislike. Tiger Woods, you can dislike. Like, I'll go down the list of people, and you can be like, screw him. I don't like that guy. Right? But Mahomes, like, how do you say, F Mahomes? It's like, yeah, what don't you like about Mahomes? What's he ever done? Like, what has Mahomes ever done that's been negative? Oh, wait, exactly. Like, I can, nothing. Like, I don't think he's ever done a bad interview. I don't think he's ever tweeted anything stupid. I don't think, like, anything. Like, nothing. Like, he's a perfect kid. He's never said anything bad about anything. He's never gotten in trouble. He doesn't do anything wrong. Like, you know, like, he's one of these guys that, like, it's like, how do you dislike Mahomes? You can't. Like I said, unless you're like a diehard Bronco fan and you just hate every Kansas City Chief no matter what because you're a psychopath, then I get it. Sports Rage Late Night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night. I am Renzi. Going down in the late night hours here. A big day for Patrick Mahomes. Caught up in this $503 million contract. And as we stated, it's kind of a little bit of a distraction. I think it's one of the reasons why everyone's talking about it as much as they are. It's a welcome sort of distraction of normalcy. Talking about someone's contract and what does it mean moving forward? How many Super Bowls are they going to win? What about the salary cap and all that type of stuff? And it distracts you from the fact that, oh, yeah, that's right. They voted that they can't even play in the preseason, and the season is probably screwed. It's like a nice little distraction, so to speak, right? I'm telling you, man, people in America have not handled this well at all, obviously. And what's her name? Kaylee McKinney, or whatever her name is. And I would say, well, you know, well, sure, a little respect since she's the, like, the press secretary or whatever. But I don't know. I think I respect, like, an MTV VJ more than I do her. I mean, I think we talked. So, yeah, today she dropped. Somebody said, so what do you think? How do you think the world is viewing the United States right now with the coronavirus, the way that it's been handled? She goes, oh. She said, we're number one. We look there. They're looking at us like we're number one. It's like, yeah, you're number one. All right. You've got like a ton of cases. Like that's like sort of the reality of everything. So, you know, everybody wants to be distracted and stuff. I get it. But I don't know, man, we got a problem with football and it's around the corner, but people are frustrated. I understand. You know, it's the summertime. There's all these stupid holidays that come up all the time, and people are, oh, it's a holiday. I got to do this. I got to do that. It's just another day, people. All right? It's just another day. But I understand. I understand the mentally weak are, like, flipping out and stuff. They can't handle it. They want to go stand, like, naked next to another dude in the water. Like, I don't know, man. Like, is that your idea of a good time? Like, you see these people, like, partying and stuff? It's just all a bunch of dudes, man, without their shirt on and stuff, listening to Guns N' Roses. It's like, wow. I don't care, like, pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, mid-pandemic, post-apocalypse, post-zombie. I don't want to stand in the water with a bunch of dudes naked, like, listening to Guns N' Roses. That's not my idea of liberty. If that's your idea of freedom and liberty, then knock yourself out, bro. Have fun. Good luck with that. Same people are listening to Kid Rock on the way to the beach. knock yourselves out with that. But the reality of the situation is football is going to be a problem, in which we really are on the clock right now. Like, they literally are. Nobody really wants to, like, you know, face the obvious with this. And same with baseball. And, you know, I'll shut up about it because whatever. I'm just telling you all this just so whatever, when it happens in a couple of weeks that I'm on the record that, once again, I was right. See, it's not my job. I guess it is. See, you know, listen, it depends on how you want to look at it. Is it my job to entertain? Yeah, I'm supposed to be entertaining. But at the same point in time, it's not my job to lie to you. I don't work for, like, the government. I don't have to tell you and pretend that everything's okay. It's not okay. Things are not okay. And they're getting worse. It's not going to be okay. So that's just reality of the situation. And as I stated before, hub cities can work. And look, even in hub situations, all right, even in hub situations, you're going to have problems and you're going to have teams dropping out. Like the MLS commissioner, Don Garber, he said tonight that, like, they're not even surprised. Like, the MLS commissioner is not surprised. Like, he basically stated, he goes, well, you know, when we put this together, and he goes, we talked about this. I don't know what their plan is yet, like, as far as how they're redoing the schedule and stuff, because one team's out now. But he basically stated, he goes, we kind of expected and planned for a couple of teams, like, to have problems. And he said, this doesn't surprise us, right? It doesn't surprise us. So I actually give him credit for sort of being prepared for this. Yeah, listen, I know I'm sort of all over the place, and I want to get back to Mahomes, and I have a couple of points about the Chiefs moving forward. But where I'm going with this is the same level of ignorance that is being led basically at the top levels is being displayed with Major League Baseball and the NFL right now and college. I saw the region of professors of Georgia Tech do an interview today. He's just a professor. And he basically stated that the university isn't taking it seriously, that it's a bad idea. They're going to have students in classrooms. That they're not making masks mandatory. They're just begging for it. Like, I don't know. I guess they figure they're going to make everyone sign a waiver so they can't get sued after the fact, so they don't care.
But the recklessness and carelessness and just the stupidity, like, just watch. I'm just telling you. Baseball's going to start, and then give it, like, 2 weeks, give it 17 days into the baseball season, and then, you know, the ceiling's going to collapse, and they're going to be all, like, acting surprised. So what I don't understand here, and, you know, I don't pretend to be, like, a pandemic specialist, all right? But it is just logic and common sense. So you look at the National Hockey League, and the National Hockey League released its little schedule and plan tonight. And I guess, like, training camp is July 13th. And then they arrive in their hub cities. They arrive in the hub city on the 26th of July. And they're going to start playing on August the 1st. The first NHL games will be August the 1st, okay? And they get to the bubble on the 26th. Would have made a hell of a lot of more sense instead of having your camp July 13th in each respective freaking city than to have the players report to the bubble and then do the training inside the hub. Every damn day that you're outside of the hub is another day. So as I stated, so FC Dallas all got it. What's to stop the Dallas Stars from all getting it right now? And let's say the Dallas Stars don't get it until, I don't know, July 24th, July 25th. And then basically they're starting to play hockey in 5 days, but everyone's got coronavirus now. Like, I said this before, and I'll say it again. I don't know why they waited so long to get people into the bubble. Like, if anything, they should have done everything, like, way faster. Like, the longer you are out of the bubble, like, FC Dallas got this in Dallas before they even got to the bubble. Like, that's why they can't play, because you can't bring it into the hub. Like, they're a bunch of morons. Like, I'll give credit to the NBA. The NBA, at least, has the foresight, and they're smart enough to know, okay, listen, we're going to get everybody into the hub, like, now. Like, basically, like, what? When the NBA guy's rolling into Orlando? Like, basically in the next couple of days, right? Like, I know the Raptors are already there in Florida, but I think, like, now, over the next couple of days, you're going to see NBA teams just are going to start showing up in the bubble, in the hub in Orlando. Yet they're not even starting to play basketball until July 31st. They're playing preseason scrimmage games on the 22nd. All right? I wonder if books are going to put lines up for the scrimmages. They're calling them scrimmages. They're exhibition game. But they're scrimmages, like, whatever. You know what I mean? Because they can't just start playing games. They're going to have to ease into it a bit. But my whole point is, if you look, the NBA, like, the NBA is just a lot smarter than the NHL. Let's just call it out for what it is, all right? And the NBA is smart enough to understand, well, if we get everyone into this little hub on, like, 3 weeks before they start playing, if there's problems, we're going to have time. All right? We're going to have time. So look at MLS. FC Dallas were playing on Thursday night. They were playing on Thursday. So essentially, 3 nights from now, they were supposed to play, yet they weren't even there yet. Like Vancouver, the Whitecaps. Now, the Whitecaps are a different scenario. The Whitecaps are in Vancouver, which there's no coronavirus. So the Whitecaps don't want to go to Orlando until the last possible second. I totally get that. But if you're FC Dallas, then every day that you weren't in a bubble, you were just like begging for disaster. So where I'm going with this is, like, the Dallas Stars, you guys better, like, you know, in the NHL, you better just hope, right? You better hope that, like, everyone in Arizona, even though it's spiking like crazy, and the state of Florida, the Tampa Bay Lightning, before they're in the bubble, you just better hope that they don't all get coronavirus on, like, July 24th or 25th, a day before they're supposed to report in the bubble. Because then you're not going to have a bunch of teams. Right? Like, they should have planned this in advance. Like, they should have said, we're starting to play hockey August 1st. Everyone's got to be in the bubble on July 10th. Because that way, if you have it, we can put you in isolation for 10 days or 2 weeks in another part of the hotel here, in another part of the hub, as opposed to, oh, man, we can't show up. Like, look at MLS. Like, MLS couldn't afford to have everyone in the hub. So, basically, they told teams, you got to, like, watch out before you come. Well, FC Dallas, yeah, you really watched out. 13 of them. FC Dallas, you gone. FC Dallas out. Eberline Drive out of the basketball tournament, even. Sports Rage Late Night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, this show just flown by once again. Fastest 120 minutes of sports. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Don't forget, you can catch Scott Wetzel, Bagels and Bad Beats, early morning, 5 o'clock Eastern time. And my main man, Scotty Farrell, throwing it down here nightly, 1 o'clock Eastern, on these same very radio stations, wherever you are joining us right now on the radio. And, of course, you can get all the information over at Sports Grid as far as the live video feed of the show and the chat. And all that other stuff. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Sports Rage. On Twitter, at Sports Rage. We're going to recap. We'll definitely recap Ricky Sanders' Korean baseball picks before we're done here this evening. Still a lot of stuff I want to get to. Just as far as the Kansas City Chiefs are concerned, very similar to Bryson DeChambeau. Cam was crying about DeChambeau a little bit today, and people are starting to bitch about him. Whatever, dude. He's outscored everyone by 20 shots since they've come back. He's like, you know, 20, like basically, if you add up like all of his, you know, his scores in like the last four or five tournaments since the pandemic, since they've returned, he's 20 shots better than the closest person. And people are crying about it. They're like, oh, it's, you know, he hits the ball too far. It's like, it's too easy for him. It's like, whatever, dude. The guy's won once in 18 months. Like, let it, you know, you got to dominate for a while. So it's the same thing. Before we give the Kansas City Chiefs the next 10 Super Bowls, I'll ask you guys right now, and I can't, well, I guess, you know, I was going to say you can answer me, but you can look it up. But I bet you a lot of people listening, watching, driving, doing whatever it is you're doing, snorting, drinking, whatever it is you're doing and whatever time of the night you're listening to us at right now, whatever city you are listening to us in. And there's a lot of cities. It's a lot of cities out there. But everyone's just going to, you know, hand like the championship to the Kansas City Chiefs right now. We're going to check in on our poll question again. But when do you think the last time that a team repeated as Super Bowl champions? It's actually hard to believe. Like, you know, I knew it. I know it. And I'm like, yeah, I know who the last team. Like, who's the last, you guys in the chat right now, who's the last team to repeat as Super Bowl champions? Quick. All right, not quick enough. Our boy Crash in Los Angeles, Nate, says Patriots. Good call, Crash. Yeah, the New England Patriots 16 years ago. Think about that. Nobody has repeated in as Super Bowl champions since 2003 and 2004. There's been some good teams, guys. There's been some good teams in the National Football League in the last 16 years. Never has a team repeated. Right? Like teams, I remember the Florida Gators, man. They had Tim Tebow. They had Aaron Hernandez. They had, you know, they had a million dudes, man. They had like, you know, 22 NFL players on that team. And I remember they won the national championship and then they were like, they won again. So they won with Chris Leak and then they won again with Tim Tebow. And then basically, everybody went back. Everybody went back to Gainesville. And I remember people saying at the time, these guys, they're not going to lose. They're like, you know, it's like the greatest college football team of all time already. And they're all coming back. Like, they're not going to lose. They lost. It was, remember when Tim Tebow cried and stuff when he lost the game to Alabama, right? And things fell apart. But yeah, and then things fell apart for them. They ended up losing to Michigan and whatever. Yeah, they were this ultimate team, but time couldn't predict that Aaron Hernandez was going to be insane and start shooting people, which he started shooting people in college even, right? Like, they started getting arrested. They fell apart. You can't predict the future, man. You know, look at the Golden State Warriors. It seemed like inconceivable. Last year at this time, last year at this time, the Warriors were playing in the finals. This year, the Warriors have the top pick in the draft. Life comes at you fast, man. Things change fast in sports. You're the man until you're not the man. You're the team until you're not the team. That's the way this stuff goes. So you put it in context, like, yeah, the Chiefs could win again. Yet nobody's repeated since 2003 and 2004. If you ask me right now, do I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to repeat as Super Bowl champions? I'll say, yeah, they probably do. Who's going to beat them? Right? Like, who's going to beat them? Now, one thing about the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid's not young, but he's not that old either. And listen to how old the Kansas City Chiefs are. Lewis Riddick points this out. So Patrick Mahomes is 24 years old. Can you imagine? Let's say, like, he doesn't get hurt. He doesn't, like, you know, he ages gracefully. He'll only be 34, and he'll be in line for another contract. Look at Brady's playing right now. He's 43 years old. So, yeah, Mahomes is 24 years old. Tyreek Hill. How old do you think Tyreek Hill is? I'm not going to lie. Listen, I knew Mahomes was 24 years old. I'm not going to lie to you. I did not know how old Tyreek Hill is. If you asked me how old was Tyreek Hill, I would tell you, I would say, I don't know. I would say he's 28, 29. Tyreek Hill is, like, I'd say 28, 29 years old. I never really thought about it. You know what I mean? Tyreek Hill's 26. Man. Tyreek Hill is 26. Quite the life, Tyreek, for a 26-year-old, bro. You beat a chick up, you beat a kid up, and you won a Super Bowl. Like, real trifecta. So, Tyreek Hill is 26 years old. Only 26. He's only 26. Like for people that are like, the Chiefs are old, don't worry about it. Like, no. Like, this was my point here. They're not old. So, Mahomes is 24 years old. Tyreek Hill is 26 years old. Mecole Hardman is 22 years old. Mecole Hardman is just a kid out of Georgia, speed burner, the next Tyreek Hill. He's only 22. Travis Kelce is the old man here. Travis Kelce is 30 years old. Sammy Watkins. How old do you think Sammy Watkins is? Man, Sammy Watkins has been in the league forever, it feels like. Off the top of my head, what, he was with the Bills for like 4 years? Then he was with the Rams for a year. Then he was with he's been with the Chiefs for what, a year now? So what is that, like six years he's been in the league? 5-6 years for Watkins? How old do you think Watkins is? Sammy Watkins is 27. Like, you think, like, we've judged Sammy Watkins' career. He's 27 years old. Tyreek is blowing my mind, like, how young the Chiefs are, actually. Mahomes is 24. Tyreek Hill is 26. Mecole Hardman is 22. Sammy Watkins is 27. Damian Williams, their running back, is 28. They just drafted the running back out of LSU, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's 21. Wow. That's their offense. 24-year-old quarterback, 26-year-old star receiver, 22-year-old stud receiver, 30-year-old legendary tight end, 27-year-old stud receiver in Watkins, 21-year-old national champion running back with LSU. and a stud running back that you're paying like $8 million, $7 million a year to, only $6 million or whatever it was to Damian Williams at 28 years old. Like, man, that so Kansas City Chiefs, they're not going anywhere. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you look at some, like, look, the Philadelphia Eagles won a Super Bowl, and they weren't the same after. Yeah, they won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles, all right, with a bunch of trick plays. Everything went their way. They had, like, a bunch of veteran dudes, like, veteran linemen. Everything, they had, like, old free agents that worked out and stuff. But when they won, it backfired after. Like, Alshon Jeffrey was at his peak when they won. You know what I mean? Like, Alshon Jeffrey was at his peak of his career 3 years ago when they won that Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when, like, Jeffrey was, like, you know, as good as he was going to be, that was it. He's not the same player now. He's been in the league for, like, 8 years, 9 years, whatever. He's won a Super Bowl. He's made a ton of money. He's not the same. Right? Like teams will change after they win. But I don't think the Chiefs are going to change, to be honest. Mahomes, whatever. Well, Mahomes ain't changing. Tyreek Hill ain't changing, like, for better or worse. Tyreek Hill didn't change, like, for the, you know what I mean? Tyreek Hill's a scumbag and he's never changed. So he ain't going to change now. Like, the only way Tyreek Hill could change, he could only get better. Right? Like, Tyreek Hill ain't changing. Like, what more can he do than beat up a pregnant woman? You know what I'm saying? Mecole Hardman's only 22 years old. He hasn't even learned how to run a route yet. All right, Travis Kelce's getting up there a little bit at 30, but not really. He's still really good. Watkins is 27. Like, and then on defense, they've got a bunch of young dudes, too. You got to give them credit, man. The Kansas City Chiefs are a well-built organization that are going to be a load to deal with for years to come. And I want to see our poll question. It was pretty close between two and three championships. I said, how many Super Bowls will Mahomes end up with in his career? How many Super Bowls will he end up in his career? Not bad. You know, we only posted this like literally right when we started here. 151 responses right now. How many Super Bowls will he finish with? One, which he already has one. 15%. 15% of our voters say that he won't win another Super Bowl. And, you know, it's not crazy. As crazy, you know, I know I just said how young all these guys are and how they're built, you know, for years to come still. Yet at the same point in time, Aaron Rodgers has won Super Bowl. Brett Favre has won Super Bowl. You know, like, Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl, never went back again after. Right? Like, there's no guarantees in the NFL. As we stated, nobody's repeated in 16 years. Like, that's the challenge they face now. So 15.2% of people say that he won't win again. 32.5% say he'll win two, so he'll win one more time, two. 39.1% say he'll win three. And then 13.2% say he'll win four or more. Like, he'll just rack them up like Brady. I don't want to cop out here. I'm in the two or three. I'm going to say three. If I was a betting man, I would take the bet three. I'll say that Mahomes ends up with three Super Bowl wins. And he might get four. Like I said, they'll probably win this year and then next year or like one of the next 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll probably go to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row and maybe lose once and win two of them. Sports Rage, late night, vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, well, we've got a couple of minutes left here. All right, the basketball tournament's been a lot of fun. We got the split tonight. We covered with the Marquette alumni team. The Golden Eagles got it done tonight against Team CP3. They won by 9, laying 7.5, 8 points. We got Sideline Cancer getting 3.5 against Challenge ALS. Challenge ALS minus 3.5 against Sideline Cancer. We cashed that ticket with Sideline Cancer. They won the game outright. Total's 162.5. That game should be a track meet. And men of Mackey get Boeheim's Army. Boeheim's Army are minus 7.5. Boeheim's Army are all hype, guys. They're a bunch of Syracuse players, and everyone, like, raves about them all the time and stuff. They're laying 7.5. These Purdue kids can play. And I say kids, actually men. But Purdue can ball. I'm going to be looking at men of Mackey here plus 7.5. I know that Dan Dockage said that he thinks that Boeheim's Army are going to roll and beat them by 20. I'm not so sure. I don't think so. I think they might be a little bit overhyped. I think I'm going to take the underdog here. I'm leaning with the underdog. And like real sports all the time, like the real world, my sides have been killing it with this stuff. My sides have been killing it, but the totals are hit or miss. So as is, man, this is real tough. Check me out on Twitter at Sports Rage. I got to dig in a little bit more. These numbers just came out here. But what we can tell you for the overnight for you guys, Korean baseball, LG Twins and the Doosan Bears to go over 10.5. Lotte Giants to win the game against the Eagles. NC Dinos and SK Wyverns under 8.5. Samsung Kiwoom over 9.5. To repeat, 4 Korean baseball picks. LG and Doosan over 10.5. Lotte to beat Hanwha. NC Dinos, SK Wyverns under 8.5. In the last game on the card, Samsung Lion, Kiwoom Heroes over 9.5. Check me out on Twitter. And of course, game time decisions for TBT coverage. Great tournament going on in Columbus. Thanks to Ricky Sanders for stepping up and another night. You're on your own. Later.